Today's daf is Gittin daf Mem Tes, and we have started the fifth parak here in Maseches Gittin, Parak HaNizakin, and we started the machlokas with the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, whether when the Torah says Meitav Sadehu or Meitav Karmo Yishalem, you pay from the Idis, you pay from the best, the superior lands. When it comes to Nezek, so what does that mean exactly? So again, the whole context was trying to figure out why the Mishnah has to tell us that the Mazik pays from the Idis would be Tikkun HaOlam. Isn't it a Din Daraisa? Because the pasuk says that the Mazik pays from the Idis. So he said maybe the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that on a Daraisa level, but then Nizak Shaiminan, and therefore, if the Mazik Ziburis is comparable to the Nizak's Idis, so then you would pay from the Idis of the Nizak. Comes along the Mishnah, and pay Tikkun HaOlam, that you would pay Idis of the Mazik. So on a Darabanan level, there would be Shmuel also would add on. That is all approach number one. We're going to get to a second idea on Amud Beis by the Shem a little bit later. But once we brought that up, we went into the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yishmael. And we discussed a couple of options how to understand the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, because we had the Brisa, and we're going to continue discussing that Brisa today. Rabbi Yishmael, the Brisa says, again in the middle of Mem Chesem and Beis, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem, Meitav Sadehu Shal Nizak, Meitav Karmo Shal Nizak, did Rabbi Yishmael? And Rabbi Akiva somehow argues on that. So what exactly was he arguing on? That depends what Rabbi Yishmael was saying in the first place. So we first suggested an amazing Havamina that you might even pay more than you damaged. That's the din of a mazik. A mazik always pays ben idis. Part of his punishment is to pay idis, even if he only damaged ziburis. And the Gemara rejects that. That can't be. And even if it's only a suffik what he damaged, the Gemara also rejects that, because hamotzi mechaveira alav araya. So the Gemara ended up saying, the case is, as we said, that the idis of the nizik is comparable to the ziburis of the mazik in terms of levels of fields. And the machlokas is, Rabbi Shmuel says, but the nizik shayminan on a daraisa level, and Rabbi Akiva says, Bid the mazik shayminan. Good. One hour that we ran through at the end of the last year, just to remind ourselves of the story that we've touched on a number of times. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Mem Vav that is the source for the principle of Amosim Echaver Olav Araya. What's difficult, the Pnei Yeshua points out, is that Rashi quotes the Havamin of the Gemara, not the Maskana. The Havamin of the Gemara is that Amosim Echaver Olav Araya is based on a Pasik, by Har Sinai. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Har Sinai, he leaves Klal Yisrael in the able hands of Aaron and Hur, and says, if anybody has any problems, go to them. And the Gemara darshins, Yagish Raya Aleihem. Present any Rayas to them if you have any arguments. So that's the mucker for a Moshe Mechavir, Olav Araya. But then the Gemara then says, but you don't need a pasuk for that. Why? It's based on a Svara. Right, whoever is hurt said he goes to the doctor, right? That's the, so if you want to bring a raya, you want to be motzi mamon from someone, that's your problem. So you have to be bring the raya. So the Gemara ends up saying, you're right, lamali kras svarahu. So we end up using that pasuk for a different halacha. So it's a little difficult. We're not going to go into that problem of why Rashi quotes. Feel free to look at the Pnei Yeshua. The Rishash is also mayor on it. But just to note again the issue about svara being on the level of daraisa. So svara is, we find in at least two Gemaras, svara is on the level of daraisa. One, as we just mentioned, and the other one is hapesha aser hu hapesha hitir. The Mishnah in Ksubis, which describes a woman who comes to town. We have no idea who she is, and she says, "Hi, I'm divorced, so I'm free to get married." So we have no idea. We didn't even know she was married. So we believe her to say that she's divorced. Hapesha asar hu hapesha hitir. The Gemara there also first suggests that it's based on a pasuk, and the Gemara rejects it and says, no, it's based on a svara. And then the Gemara says, okay, use the pasuk for something else. So you see clearly from those two Gemaras that svara is on the level of daraisa. The Pnei Yoshua, the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas, asks, based on this, you know, why don't you say then all birchas hanenin should be daraisa? Because after all, the maskana of that Gemara is that it's based on a svara. Aser lehanos be'olam hazeh below bracha. L'ashem ha'aretz u'mloa ba'aretz asan l'vnei adam. Kan l'fnei ha'bracha, kan l'achar ha'bracha. So therefore you should say that every time you make a bracha. And therefore maybe if you have a suffik, you should go l'chumra. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I can't argue with that every time you make a bracha, and you're not sure if you said a bracha or not, you would not repeat it. I can't argue with that halacha. But suggest the Pnei Yeshua, maybe Lulei demistafina, if I wouldn't be nervous, I would argue with everybody that I think brachos are daraisa, and you would still say, for whatever reason, safek brachos lahakel. That's part of the din. Why is that? You can look at the Pnei Yeshua. But he goes so far as assuming that svaras are daraisa, that you have to say birchas anenin is daraisa as well. The tzlach there in brachos says, how could that be? What, svara is always daraisa? So why do you ever have any mitzvah sichlios? Any mishpat, keep it of aim. You don't need psukim for that. Lamali krasvaru. The Gemara should always say that, right? So says the tzlach. You can't say that it is based on pure svara. Svara always takes the place. There might be differences, though. He notes between halachos and other types of svaras. Or if you look in the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, in Sefer on Dvarim, he discusses the difference between two types of svaras. There are what we call ethical svaras and logical svaras. If you ask the average non-Jew on the street about a Motzei Mechaver Lo Araya or a Pesh Asher, a Pesh Hiter, they would agree with that svara. That's a pure logical svara, and whoever wants to be Motzei Mamon has to bring the Raya, that's fine. But making a bracha before we eat, before we smell, that's every person on the street would say, oh yeah, that's logical? No. That's more of a svarim in halev, not a svarim in amoach. And that's maybe different. That's the differences between the different levels, different types of svaris to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Right, you have to be mechalik somehow. But that's his suggestion. Good. So that was all based on that Rashi on the bottom of the previous Amud. But the Gemara here said on top of Memtes and Aleph, the Gemara said again to read it again, Hachamai Askinon. Here we are talking about Kagon, Chayse Idis, Denizik, Kiziburis, Demazik, Rabbi Ishmael, Savar b'denizik shayminan, Rabbi Akiva Savar b'demazik shayminan. That is the difference. Rabbi Akiva Eger here notes that l'chora you should go by, or he asks, what moment should you go by? What if the nizak loses or gains other properties in between the time of the hezek and the time of the hamada b'din? Would you be mechalek between those two times? So Rabbi Akiva Eger assumes that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you would definitely go by Shasa Hezek. Right? If you hold b'de nizik shayminan, then that's all about the reparations that you have to do for the nizik's property. And therefore, it only makes sense that you would go by the moment of the Hezek. But he's not sure, according to Rabbi Akiva. If you say b'de mazik shayminan, so that it could be, it's a punishment, and therefore that punishment might be only from Shas Hamada B'din. That's the time that Bez Din makes you pay. So therefore, he's not sure about that, whether it's Shas HaHezek or Shas Hamada B'din. The other point to make, before we move on, is one line in Rashi, which we already noted in the last year. That is, Rashi says, on the third line on top, Ulacha Shenishoma Bez Din Va'amar Ein Li Ma'os L'Paro. If the Mazik says, I don't have money, so then we take which property? Is it Idis or Ziburis? So that Rashi seems to say, as we saw Rashi also on the bottom of the previous Amud as well, Kesef might go first. You have to give Kesef. If you have Kesef, then the Mazik has to pay Kesef. He can't choose not to pay Kesef because Kesef is the best. Right? Kesef is even better or even on par with Idis, and therefore he has to pay Ma'os if he has. The Shiloh is, what about if he has Metaltalin? That's a question that is not so clear. Kesef could be on the level of, what about Shava Kesef? Right, that's not clear. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quote discusses this in Hilchas Nizikin, where he talks about it all the way at the end of Chosha Mishpat in Simin Taf Yutes Hilchas Nizke Mamon. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kishe Bezdin is kakin l'gvos in the nizak mi nichse hamazik." When Bezdin is going to make the mazik pay, govin mehametaltalin tchila. Says it beferish. The Shulchan Aruch says you go over first for metaltalin. V'im lo hayu metaltalin klal. If he has no metaltalin, no movable items, because those are the easiest things to sell, that's why those go first. If he doesn't have any metaltalin, o shahayu lo metaltalin kineged kol hanezek, or shlo hayu lo, he doesn't have enough metaltalin kineged the entire hezek. Govin ashar meyakarka hameule shebenichse hamazik. So you pay from the iddis of the mazik, like Rabbi Akiva, v'chozmachi yimsam metaltalin vafilu subin. If you find any metaltalin, even a coarse bran, doesn't matter what it is, that comes first. That's the rule. Sorry? I'm saying the Mishnah, that's Mishubadim. Mishubadim is not, right, what if you have all B'nai Chorin? What if you have all Bnei Chorin?
I'm
saying you don't go to Mishubadim, Mavachem Sheish Bnei Chorin. But what if we're talking about all Bnei Chorin? He has Metaltalin and he has Karka. So, and the Nizak wants, or the Mazak wants to give some Karka of his instead of the Metaltalin. The answer is no, Metaltalin always go first, because that's the easiest to sell, and even if he has money, there's the Lashon for Bava Kama. Any Metaltalin is considered Metav, and therefore, which is Idis, and that's what you give. And there's, again, a tremendous Shach here that discusses this this idea. Is that really true? Do all Rishonim agree to this? Metaltalin Shava Kesef. That's his discussion. That's his discussion here. Okay, let's continue now. So the Gemara says, "My time, Rabbi Yishmael." So what's the source for Rabbi Yishmael? Why does he say that you go bid the nizik shayminan? So the Gemara is going to say it's based on psukim. Nemar sade lamata v'nemar sade lamala. It says the word sade twice in Parshas Mishpatim in the discussion of nizke mamon. It says it by the maisa hezek itself. Rashi here quotes the psukim. Ubi'er b'steacher. Right, that your animal go eats in a different person's property, and it says it also by the tashlumin, metav sadehu umetav karmo yishalem. So it says metav, it says idis, both by the maisa hezek and by the payment. So Rabbi Shmuel says, ma sadeh hamura lamala dinizik, just like the maisa hezek, this field being described is of the nizik. So afsadeh hamura lamata dinizik. So too the field that is described by the payment is also shel nizak. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds bid the nizak shayminan. For Rabbi Akiva savar, no. Made of sadeyu, made of karmo yishalem. The best of his field he pays. So who's the pronoun in the pasuk? The heich deka mishalem. The one who's being mishalem. That's the one who pays. The heich deka mishalem. Right, and Rabbi Akiva, according Rashi explains here, according to this pshat now, Rabbi Akiva is coming l'chumra. Not to be makel, as we thought earlier from some of the other earlier suggestions for Rabbi Akiva. No, he's being machmir. Like the case is, even if he wants to pay like the iddis of the nizik, no, he's got to pay with the iddis of the mazik, his own iddis, and that is why Rabbi Akiva is coming. Rabbi Akiva is coming l'chumra. Stop there for a moment. There's an interesting machlokes in the Shidim Mekubetzes. There is no sheet on Gittin here, but if you look in Baba Kama, this whole daf and a half appear also in the first parak in Baba Kama, so all the Rishonim there are relevant to here. This limud of Rabbi Yishmael, Nemr Sade Lamata v'Nemr Sade Lamala, is that a Gzeira Shava? Is that what we would call a Gzeira Shava? Gzeira Shava is usually have two words in two totally different places in the Torah, and you compare them, the same word, the Torah is obviously trying to connect them. If I have a Misar for my Rebbe, Ein Adam Dung Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo, you have to have a Misara for it. So that's usually the Gzeira Shava. So what about here? What about here? Ask the Shidim Kubetzes, Tema, Amai Tani Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Right, we know Rabbi Shmuel's talking here. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, what did it say there? Mikav Chomer Mikzir Shav. Right, we have all the ones listed, but we also have Mibinyanam Mikosav Echad Mibinyanam Shnei Ksuvim. And ask the Shita. Amai Tani Rabbi Shmuel Yud Gimel Midos Vesulo VeHaki Heichi DeChashiv Binyan Mikosav Echad UMishnei Ksuvim Hachinami Lachshov Gzeira Shava. Because of Echad. Kihacha, de sade, de lamala, ulamata, because of Echad. Right, why is it that by one of the other midos and reshes behen, Rabbi Yishmael, gives, two different, midos to describe the psukim? Right, if you look in Rabbi Yishmael, let me just look at it. Rabbi Yishmael says, right, klal of, first ones, kavachamer gzereshava, binyanam mikasav echad, binyanam mishtek suvim. So why don't you say gzereshava mikasav echad, gzereshava mishtek suvim? Why doesn't he list that explicitly in the Rabbi Shmuel? It's only counted as one of the 13. It's only one of the 13, but it's still mentioned explicitly twice in the Brisa. So why here? Ask the Chidu Kubetz, says, v'tireitz Rabbi Shmuel mi bamburka, acharei shegzereshava nidonis b'shtei tevos adomo zulazu, Im Kain Lamali Kasavechan Mali Kasavechan Mali Shnei Ksuvim. Velo Shaych Lachalik. Says, by Gzeira Shavas, it makes no difference. You're comparing two different contexts based on the same word, so it doesn't matter if it's the same Pasuk or different Psukim. So you don't have to mention it. Binyan Av, where it's Binyan is just more of a loose comparison, there it can make a difference between one and two psukim, how strong and deep the connection is. But by Gzeirah Shavah, it's a strong limud based on the two words, no matter where they are in the Torah. So it makes no difference conceptually. That's the first day. Umihu Rabbeinu Tam Mifarish. Rabbeinu Tam has a problem. Rabbeinu Tam thinks this is such a strong question. He says this is not really Gzeirah Shavah. He said, Rabbeinu Tam says, Lo dainin le b'gzeirah shavah elakamo lomud sasum min hamaforash. Right, this is just, it says one word here, and what is that talking about? So it must be that that's also what the word here means. But it's not a really gzeirah shavah, says the Rabbeinu Tam. So machlokes we've shown him there in the Shid Mekubet says, whether this limud is gzeirah shavah or not, does it make a difference if gzeirah shavah has the two words, right, in the same pasuk? Right, most gzeirah shavahs are nowhere near each other, but here it is in the same pasuk and same context. It's hezek. Just one's the mice and one's the tashlumin, but that's the discussion there in Baba Kam. Good, back to the Braisa. So says the Gemara, Machlokes Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Akiva had a darshan, the words, V'Rabbi Yishmael. So now back to Rabbi Yishmael. Ahani Gzeirah Shavah V'Hanikra. Rabbi Yishmael says, okay, I hear the Gzeirah Shavah, right, that's what my sheet is based on, but I also know the Pasuk is telling me something too. Ahani Gzeirah Shavah L'Kidda Amran. Gzeirah Shavah tells me exactly what I said earlier, that is to teach me you pay Dinmei Nizak. Ahani Kra di Isle L'Mazik Idis V'Ziburis. Listen to this case, says Rabbi Yishmael. Let's say the Mazik have Idis and Ziburis. Viziburis didei lo shavye ki idis de nizik. The idis of the nizik is worth more, is better quality than the ziburis of the mazik. The mazik has two types of properties. Idis property and mazik properties. And the idis of the nizik is in between. In between. So who do you go by then? So Rabbi Akiva always says, Rabbi Shmuel always says you go by the domain Nizak. But here, the Idis of the Nizak is better than the Ziburis of the Mazik. So do you go up, do you round up, do you round down? So says, in that case, says the Gemara, the Mashalim Lemi Meitav, you go by there, the Idis of the Mazik. Right? That's what it means. The Pasuk has to be teaching me something, right? The Hech to come Mashalim, he goes by his own Idis. This is the case that you go by his own Idis. If his Idis, that's right, from the top, Idis of the Mazik, Idis of the Nizik, Ziburis of the Mazik. So because the Idis of the Nizik is worth more, so then he can't give his own Ziburis of the Mazik, so that's why we bump it up, and he has to give his own, out of his own Idis. What about this case? Ask the Ritva right here. But really, it's 2 days in the Russian Baba Kama. What happens if the Mazik also has Beinonis? What if he has Beinonis, which is worth more than the Ziburis of the Nizik? So then, Lachora, you would say it's obvious. You would pay his Beinonis, because you only just can't round down. But what if he has Beinonis? So it's unbelievable. It's a Machlokas Rishonim. There are some Rishonim that say that even if the Mazik, why doesn't the Gemara talk about that case? He has Beinonis, and which is worth more than the Ziburis of the The Idis of the Nizak. So says the Rush right there. There are some Rishonim that say even there you'd go and pay Idis of the Mazik. Why? You have to pay Idis. Period. Rabbi Shmuel says usually pay the Idis of the Nizak. If you can't pay the Idis of the Nizak because of the way the lands work out, then you bump over to the Idis of the Mazik. Even if the Beinonis of the Mazik is worth more than the Idis of the Nizak, doesn't matter. You got to pay Idis. Period. Unbelievable shita. So if you look in the Rosh there in Baba Kama and Simon Beis, he quotes this. He says, V'iyis le l'mazik idis ubenis v'ziburis v'lo shavya ziburis de mazik idis de nizik. Remember, the idis of the nizik is worth more than the ziburis of the mazik. Ubenis shavya tfei me idis de nizik is to amri. Some say, the more pashut approach, is to amri to yav le benonis. Umidaktik, you talk, that's Beinonis. Why? Midashava Gemara Beinonis, the fact that the Gemara left out Beinonis means, if he had Beinonis, that's what you would pay. That's what the first opinion says. And then he says, V'isda Amri, but there are those that say, Afiluhachi Yavle Idis. No. You give Idis in that case, even though he has Beinonis, which is worth more than all the Nizik's properties. He still pays his own Beinonis. V'divrayhem nearly. And I like that extreme shita, says the Rosh. Why? The Ahani Zerashavani Kra, Travayu La Ola L'Shalem Imeitav. ahani gzeir shava v'chulu, and ahani krok she'eno mikemetav denizak l'shalim yemetav demazik, dila olam be'inan metav, o demazik, o denizik. That's the rush. And the question is, all the achronim get into the act, what's the lumdis? What's the lumdis? Why should, if I usually have to pay, Rabbi Shmuel says, compared to the idis of the nizik. That's all. So if I have betonitz that's worth more than that, so why isn't that enough? Why do I have to jump to my idis? So there's all different suggestions given. So some say the machloket, if you look in the Biur HaDaf, quotes a collection of achronim here, the Chiddushei Rabbi Shmuel, he quotes, well, maybe the question machloket is whether you have a concept of yesh bechlal masayim mana by hezek. Right, because if you say that, so then, right, meaning if I have something greater that includes what's less, so then if I pay my beinoness, it's as if I'm paying your idis, if your idis is a lesser of a value. Do you have that concept? Or do you say no? No, you don't, it's not, or you don't say ish b'chal b'sayamana, right? It's different types of payments. Or, just one other, Rav Gusman suggests, in the Kutzei Shiurim in Baba Kama, says maybe the machlokes is, how do you look at this whole discussion that we're having between Ziburis, Beinonis, and Idis? Are they qualitatively different Chefzes? Is that how Halacha looks at them? Or is it a sliding scale? Similar to number one, but it's a little different focus. We're going to talk about this for the next bunch of the next couple of dafim. What do you pay in all these halachic contexts? And the Mishnah seems to emphasize. So is that emphasizing because each one is a qualitatively different type of payment? Or no, it's not a different type of payment, it's just more, quantitatively. Maybe that's the machlokas here. According to the first opinion, you can pay the beinonis. Why? Because it's just a quantitative line. Everything's on a line. While the Rush himself says, no, it's qualitatively different. And therefore, this is what is required. She'ema meitav havi chefza acheres, me'asher beinonis v'ziburis, u'shekamo karka u'metaltelin u'maos, havi kol echad chefza acheres. Right, those three are different objects. So too, idis bein of ziburis, einam rak sugim shonim shel karka, ela havi kol echad chefsa acheres shel karka. Oh, or no, shekol hakarkos heim osa chefsa shel karka, rak meitav havi yitaron b'shivui, klavi anashim haroch shem es karkos, v'chulu. So that's another sliding scale of how you look at all of these different payments. You also might say, how much, again, others say, you know, how much, when you say Dmei Nizik and Dmei Mazik, how far away are those two? Again, are those two just a quantitative leap? Or maybe there's a different way to look at payment for a Maisa Hezek, right? We might say, we have the discussion in Gezel also. Is it restoration or reparation? Or is it just filling in what's called the Hes Hefsin Mamon and you're filling in as Hefsin Mamon? Or there's some type of symbolic payment because you did something wrong? And it's payment for the Maisa Hezek. It's not just filling in his loss. So if it's more of a symbolic, you might say it has to be Idis, period. It's not just the lesser, even if it covers his Idis. Okay, but that's important machlokes. What if there would be Beinonis here? Fine. Next, Rabbi Akiva Omer. So now we're up to the next stage of the Brisa. Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Akiva Omer lo ba kaza ligbos lezikim and Idis. Last three words, v'kal v'chomer lehektish. So now we explain the machlokas, but then Rabbi Akiva has these extra words, and surely by hektish. So what is that talking about? My kavachomer lehektish. What's the kavachomer by hektish? We just said the machlokas between them is dmei nizik and dmei mazik. So what does that have to do with being hektish? So ilema, if you say it's talking about a case of hezek, denag chetura di don latura de hektish. Rabbi Akiva is saying that surely when our ox gores hektish's ox, so then surely you would pay dmei mazik. You would pay Dmei Nazik. Is that true? The Gemara said, that can't be true. Shara'eyu am rachmanav lor shorshel hektish. You don't pay anything. Right? You're putter when it comes to shorshel hektish. So, how could you say that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about? Right? That's why some ask, you know, shara'eyu velo shel akum. Right? The case in Baba Kama, Jews are biased. Jews are biased. You know, it's racist. The answer is no. Even to the Beis HaMikdash we don't pay. This special dinim, some of the halachas of Hezek only apply within Hedyo Jews. So even by Hektish it's going to be Pater. So says the Gemara, Ella, so what's the case of Kalvachomer LeHektish? What is Rabbi Akiva talking about? Maybe something totally different. Nothing to do with Hezek. Ella LaOmer, Hare Alay Mano LeBetek Abayis. If somebody says, I hereby promise to give money to Betek Abayis to the Beis HaMikdash, the Asi Gizbar, Vishakal Me'idis. The Gizbar will come and I'll take from my Yiddish property. Okay, so it's comparable, and why is it in this brisa? Because it's also about payments. It's difficult. The Rosh Hashanah here in Baba Kama asks, why doesn't the Gemara have a simpler solution? Why does the Gemara say, if you violated Me'ilah, and you have to pay for Me'ilah, we know you have to pay, whatever amount you benefited from, so that payment has to be min ha'idus. Why isn't that a suggestion? So says the Rosh Hashanah, maybe this proves the shita of some achronim that tashlume mi'ilah can never be from karka. Maybe that's, right, what would the Beis HaMikdash want to do with your backyard? So it could be that this proves that because it doesn't even suggest that in the Gemara. Either way. Okay, so what does the Gemara suggest? The Gizra undertakes from Iddis. Says the Gemara, why? Lo ye elo balchov. You owe money to the Beis HaMikdash by making this declaration. So it shouldn't be any different than a regular balchov owes money. You balchov dino bebeninis. Balchov pays beninis, as we saw in the Mishnah, as Hashem will see later on in the Gemara. And if you think Rabbi Akiva fundamentally argues on that, Rabbi Akiva holds that a balchov does pay iddis, right? Like Nezek. And that's why Hekdash could be like this. The Gemara says, but still, I don't like that Kal Vachomer. Ika lemifrach, so Rabbi Kiva will not be able to say a Kal Vachomer to Hekdash. Why? Milo Balchov shekin yafekocha ben Ezekin. A Balchov should pay Idis because he has a lot of power in Nezek. Nezek pays mina Idis. Tomar be Hekdash shekin horakocha ben Ezekin. But Hekdash is always weaker. Right, you're punter if you damage Hekdash. So how can you make a Kal Vachomer in terms of the payment? So we're stuck. So we go back to the first suggestion again. What does the last three words of Rabbi Kiva's statement mean? That's what we're trying to figure out. Kal Vachomer laHekdash. So lo laolam dinakhe tura didan latura deHekdash. Really, what we said before: if our ox gored a carbon or tura deHekdash betekabayis, whatever, something belonging to the base of Mikdash. For Rabbi Akiva saber laker Shimon Menasya, and Rabbi Kiva argues on what we said earlier. He holds like Shimon Menasya ditanya. Rabbi Shimon Menasya Omer Sharshal Hekdash Shenagach Sharshal Hedyot. Potter. Yes, in that way, if the shar of Hektish gores are shar potter. For shar shad, yoshanaka shar shal Hektish, bein tam meimuad mishalem nezek shalem. Not potter, but nezek shalem, the opposite, the most chamur. Re Rashi on the second wide line quotes the drasha. Re Ehu, hu de mishalem chatzi nezek, avala Hektish nezek shalem. Not Re Ehu and Hektish is potter, but Re Ehu and Hektish always pay nezek shalem. So the Gemara is, and that's what Rabbi Akiva Shita means. That's what he means, like Kal Vachomer LaHekdash. So the Gemara says, okay, Ihachi, but if that's Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush, so then we always like to minimize Machlokos. If you have a Machlokos Tanam, we always like to say that they're only arguing about one issue, not three issues, or even two issues. So if this is Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush, so then let's think back and rethink what we said earlier. So how do we know Rabbi Shaul and Rabbi Akiva are also arguing on what we said on the top of the Amud about the case of B'denizek B'demazek? Maybe everybody holds B'denizek Shaiminon. Maybe they're only arguing about the Hektish element. Rabbi Akiva says, like Shimon Menasya, therefore you're Chayiv Nezek Shalem. If you damage Hektish, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Look, Rabbanon." Rabbi Shmuel looks like Rabbanon. So, why do we have to come on to the whole suggestion that we had earlier? Same way I said, "No, you can't say that." Why? For three questions. Im Kain, my lo ba hakasav. That phrase sounds like that Rabbi Akiva is arguing on how Rabbi Shmuel darshins the pasuk that was just mentioned. Lo ba hakasav. And according, if it's just a Hektish machlokas, that's not about this pasuk. So number one, it doesn't sound that way from the phrase lo ba kasef. The ode, my kal vachomer lahektish. Also, what do you mean kal vachomer lahektish? If the whole discussion, there's different days about how to understand this line, but we'll go with Rashi's understanding. If the whole discussion here, everybody agrees bidinizik shayminan, which is a kula, so then how can you say, surely it should apply by hektish? Hektish is a more chomer context. So you can't say that the kula should apply surely by hektish. Right? Question number two. The ode, and also we have an explicit brisa. Ha'ama Ravashi. Ravashi says Tanya Behedya. We have an explicit brisa. Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem, Meitav Sadeu Shel Nizak, Umeitav Karmo Shel Nizak. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Beferish, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Meitav Sadeu Shel Mazik, Meitav Karmo Shel Mazik. Period. So that's why three reasons why we can't say that the Machlokas is only about Hektish. So it's about both. It's about Hektish and it's about Demei Nizik and Demei Mazik. Period. But that is all. Everything we've said up until now, the past 45 lines, is the first suggestion going back all the way to the original question on the Mishnah. How could the Mishnah say that an Izik pays min mitbere tikkun olam from Idis? What do you mean? It's a din d'araisa. So we said, no, maybe it's like Rabbi Shmuel holds it's only a din d'rabbanan. So then, now we have answer number two. Ravina Amar, going back to that first question. Really, our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Akiva, who holds bidamazik shayminan. Ah, so then, isn't it a daraisa? What do you mean, tikkun ha'olam? For Rabbi Shimini, the darish time of dekra. Tikkun ha'olam means the Rabbanan explained and made this din based on the din daraisa, darshin on time of dekra. Uma tam ka'amar is going into the ta'amim. And by the way, Rashi points out here, well, let's finish the line, then we'll go to Rashi. Matam hanizak in shamil lahem be'idis. Why does the Torah say, the Torah, what does the Torah say? That a mazik has to pay from the best lands, but tikkun ha'olam, because of the societal good, that's why the Torah said what it said, and we're going to see that in a brisa in a second, by the Hashem. Rashi here points out, Rebbe, it works out nicely that it's Rebbe Shimon, Darshina time and Dekra, but everybody in the Mishnah holds like Rebbe Akiva, Bidamazak Shaiminan. Why? Because Rebbe Shimon was a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva. Top line, Rebbe Shimoni, Masnisa Diktani, Bemidi Daraisa, Retikana Olam, Rebbe Shimon, Shaya Talmud, Rebbe Akiva Amra. Which way do you know he's a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva? That's the Sphira Gemara. Right? Gemara in Yavamis, Samach Beis, when all of Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim died. The Gemara tells us there that if you have Talmidim when you're younger, you should have Talmidim again when you're older. Ha'ilal Rabbi Akiva, mi geves v'yanan tipris, v'kulan mesu b'perek echad. Mipnei, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Shnei masar elav zukim Talmidim. Right, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim he had, and they all died at one time. Mipnei shlonagu kavo zebazeh. Famous Gemara. V'haya ha'olam shameim, achabar Rabbi Akiva, etzar aboseinu shebedarom, v'shan alahem. Until he started again, and created, and taught the five major Talmidim, the source for all of Torah Sheval Peh, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Shehuda Bar Eloi, for Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Lazar Ben Shemua, Vehem Heim Hamidu Torah Osa Shah. Right, that's the source for all the Minhagim of Sphira. Doesn't say anything about that in the Gemara. That was a later, the Minhag of the Gaonim. But that's the source in the Gemara. So that's Rashi here. Rashi quotes the Rabbi Kiva was the Rabbi of Rabbi Shimon. So that's why the Gemara linking them is appropriate, and it's because of Tikkun HaOlam. The Tanya, because the Braisa says, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Mipnei Ma Amru, this is our Girsa. Why did they say, which you would have to interpret, why did the rabbis interpret the Torah this way? The Tosfos Rid here on the bottom has a different Girsa on the fourth line. Mipnei Ma Asra Torah, which makes more sense in terms of what we're trying to do here. And the Rif also has that. But you could understand it anyway. Why does the Torah and the Rabbanan explain why in Mazik always has to pay from the best? Because of people who steal or we're including damage. We want them to make sure to not do that. Kadesha Yomar Adam, Lamani goes of Lamani Chomes. Why am I going to do this? Lamachar Bezin Yardin Lachasai. Tomorrow Bez is going to go make me pay for it. Venotlin Saden No Eshali. They're going to take my best field. Visomchana Mashakasa Batara. Made the Sadeo, made the Carmel Yishalem. Right? The Idis. Lafiha Chamra, Nizak and Shamalem Beidis. That's why the Torah said it. Torah says, Shamalem Beidis, even in this case, because we want to protect people. If you look in the Rashba writes in a tshuva, so that's why you pay iddis, because we're nervous about people who don't guard. We want them to make sure that they guard their properties. But what about if it's a case that it wasn't his fault? What about if it was totally, out of his control? To ask the Rashba was asked in Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel. Right, so what if you have Nizke Mamon, and what if it was Shane? Right, Shane, which in Baba Kama, it's not the Kavana Lahazik. It's just Kavana Lahanos. So why should Shane have to pay Idis? Right, if the whole Svar of Idis is because we want to make sure the Chamsonim and the Gazlanim and the Mazikin protect, we don't want them to allow them, to actively damage their friends. So what about a case of Shane? Rashba was asked, So the Rashba answers tshuva. Nirali adavar barur. She'eno mishali min ha'aliyah. Ela hadin shebanita alav. I'm sorry, mehidin izakin. Eino she'ein zeklal ochalat hashlumin min ha'aliyah. Shaharei hashein eino miskavenes lahazik. V'chein adam shehumuad la'olam eino miskaven lahazik. Ava bishadarko lahazik. B'shein b'yashein eino miskaven lahazik. V'chul, and he continues. Where's the key line? Here. V'chol sheyesh miksas hamazikim. Shemiskavnim v'yesh tam b'tashlumeyem bi'aliyah. Hechnisu kol shara mazikim bichlal tamze. Once you have some mazikim, gazlanim, ganavim that do it on purpose, well, all ganavim do it on purpose. But once you have some mazikim that do it on purpose, kavana lahazik, then even though other mazikim don't do it on purpose, like Shane and Regel, still it's all included in the din of mazik pays min ha'aliyah. That is the Rashba's line. Why is that line significant? Says of Yosef Engel. You know what that line is saying? There's a concept of low plug on a Daraisa level also. Usually we think of low plug as the Rabbana. The Rabbana made a rule, and we say, oh, but if it doesn't apply here, then, oh, low plug. Low plug. So usually you say that on a Rabbana level. But here the Rashba is saying it on a Daraisa level. The Torah, once the Torah makes a rule, this rule applies, even if the Svar doesn't apply. Look, Menira Kavanaso says of Yosef Engel, Demishum lo plug mishalm in kula min ha'aliyah, v'yavosam sheim iskaven lahazik, umikan raya, deshayach lo plug glam bidaraisa, ta'akan adina daraisa, kaiminan, ukimuvan. Great ha'ara from the Rashba. Rabbi Yosef Engel is mayor on that Rashba. Period. The other point to make here is chamsanim. What's a chamsan? Right, we want to protect from the gazlanim and the chamsanim. So Rashi here explains, quoting the Gemara in Bava Kamma, a gazlan steals without paying for it. A chamsan throws money at the guy and grabs it. That's a chamsan, right? He violates, what aver does he violate? Right, he's paying for it. So what aver does he doesn't violate lo sigzo, right? So pachas he violates lo sachmod, right? The not to covet. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Gzela, a much discussed Rambam in the sugya of lo sachmod. The Rambam says lo sachmod. It's an amazing Rambam. The Rambam knows that you got to figure out his lumdis. He's laying the groundwork for you to think about this lumdis because in two lines the Rambam says kol achomed avdo och abaso o beso. Somebody desires someone else's property or someone else's item. O kol davar she'efshar lo she'ikneo mimenu. V'hichbid olav bereyim. V'hifsir bo. Ad she'lacho mimenu. I bother you until you finally sell it to me. Please, I bother every day. I ask you, I say, I send you emails, I chepper you, I bother you, until you finally sell it to me. Hariza over v'lo sashay shemar lo sachmod. You violate lo sachmod. That's lo sachmod. Lo sachmod is not just in the heart. Right, you have to. The Rambam says it is. Even if he's when he sells it to you, you violate. The ain lokin alav ze b'pnei she'ain bo ma'isa. The Rambam says there's no malchus because it's a lav she'ain bo ma'isa. Next line, the ain over b'lav ze achiyika chachev shachaman. But you don't violate los achbon until you actually get the item. So it's a mamish two lines, one after another. It's a lav she'ain bo ma'isa, but you don't violate until you actually get the item. So that's a ma'isa. Right, so this is what everyone jumps on. The Rambam, the Ravid says, Lo ra'isi davar tama gadamizeh. In all my Rambam searchings, this takes the cake, says the Ravid. Right, it's a lav shema ma'isa, but you only violate after you do a ma'isa. The heichan ma'isa gadol min atilas achevetz. You took the item. That's the biggest ma'isa in the world. And your Rambam says you only violate. Lo sesav, it might be different in the heart. So what's the pshat of the Rambam? So all the Achronim say that it must be that, no, conceptually, lumdus, lo sachmud is believe, but the sheer, how much do you have to really desire it? If you go so far as to get it, that is a reflection that in your heart it's reached the level that lo sachmud is violated. Right? So you need the maisa, but not per se for the maisa, but just as a siman of what's going on in your heart. Right? That's what the Achronim say, the Birchas Peretz. The Stipler writes this in Parshas Yisro as well. L'choy never lover the gamalat lo sachmod iker avera hiachimud believe shukidasiv lo sachmod shuinyan shuka v'ratzon rak sheshir hachemda sheyesh bo azhara hu chemda kazu shehivieli te totzaos shel asagas adavar. V'nimsa, he says, she'ena ishtablus atzma maisa shel etzma iser. The act isn't the avera per se. Ela hachemda hamashpia al haishtablus hiya iser U'maisishtalus inu elatznai begeder avera shalchemda v'chulu. And that's what he's a lav she'in bo maisa, which physically requires a maisa, but conceptually it's a lav she'in bo maisa. And that's what a person violates when somebody's a chamson. Like here, when somebody is a chamson. The Rishonim therefore point out, the Ritva here says, so what do you mean that he has to pay mina'idis? He already paid the money. Right, so chamson is really lav dafka. You already paid, you threw the money at him by a chamson. So what's this price is saying? Why does the Torah say a chamson has to pay mina'idis? He doesn't have to pay mina'idis, he already paid. So it's talking about the goslin, or the mazik. Okay, but it's lav dafka. Okay, continuing the brisa though. Once we quoted the first half of the brisa, we continue. Mipnei ma amru balcho bebenonis. So why does the balcho pay benonis? Kidei. And again, we're going to get back to this Beit Hashem in a couple of days as well. Tomorrow's daf also talks about it a little bit. Why does the balcho pay benonis? Kidei shelo yire adam lachaveru sadin noe vidire noe. I go and I see you have a beautiful property. V'yomer ekpots va'alvenu, they shegvenu b'chovi. I'll lend him money, and then I'll go take that beautiful property from him. He has beautiful idis that I want. L'fichach amr balchov ha'beninus. That's why balchov pays beninus. What's the daraisa by balchov? That's what's not clear from the Gemara. Right? Do you take this lashon amru? We said amru before might mean the Torah. So that's what's not clear. So says the Gemara, if you're so nervous, elameyata, yebe ziburis. So why do you say beninus? So say balchov shebe ziburis. The Gemara said, no. Imkein atanol delas b'fnei lovin. Then nobody's going to lend money. If they know. So there's opposite factors here, pulling you in opposite directions. On the one hand, you want him to get paid something good, because you want him to lend money, but not something too good, or else he's going to lend money, dafka, to be able to get the properties. So beinonis, that's the middle approach. Ksubas isha biziburis. But the Brisa continues and says, ksubas isha, ksuba gets, the woman gets paid ziburis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeinu Amar beinonis. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbeinu Ma Amru, ksubas isha biziburis. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say what he says? Biziburis. Because a woman will go into a marriage even without the added factor of, oh, what am I going to get with my ksuba? Right? It's she just wants to be married. She has a need, an inherent need to be married more than even a man. And therefore, there's no worry. So you don't have to make any takanas. Just regular balchov is ziburis. She's a balchov. And therefore, it is not a problem. Dabar acher, or the Brisa continues with another point. Isha yotza l'ritzona v'shelo l'ritzona. A woman could be divorced even against her will. V'ha isha in a yot motzia el l'ritzona. But a man cannot be forced. So what is that extra line? What does that have to do with anything? So my dabar acher, what is that the Brisa adding? So v'chi tema, this is what it's saying. Ki hechi d'chi mafik la ihu, takina l'rabban ksuba mine. Well, maybe an amazing havamina. You might have thought where he is divorcing his wife without too much basis. We say the rabbanan say that he has to give her a ksuba. Ki nafka ihi nami, liskini l'rabban ksuba mina. So maybe what if she's demanding a ksuba, divorce? For no basic halachic basis, so maybe she should have to pay him something. You might have thought that. Tashma, no, you don't say that. Isha yotza l'ritzona v'shelo l'ritzona, and therefore, because she is more subject to his whims, so that's why Rabbanan made a takana to protect her, v'ha isha in a moti l'ritzona, and therefore, you don't need a takana to protect him, efter demashi lo bagita. Just the protection is that he will choose whether to give the get or not if it is a difficult situation. The Rashba here says, the Rashba here discusses, that I think this Gemara is a riot to me against the Rambam. Which halacha, says the Rashba, shaminan de la'olam, ein isha yecholah lahafkia atzma miyad baila, shalol ritzona debau. Can a woman be mafkia herself against her husband's will? V'yafilo meres mo'is alai. What if the woman says, he's disgusting to me, I can't stay married. I can't stay married to him. Could she demand a divorce there? So, di'im kain, if this is true, then you shouldn't need protection from the husband. If she just says mo'is alai. U'mikan shuva laharambam. Chakasa de mo'is alai kofinos alahotzi. If you look in the Rambam says, if she just says mo'is alai, you would be kofin the husband to be motzi her. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, im amra me'astihu ve'eini yechola lihibalo midaiti. He's disgusting in my eyes. I can't live with him, says the woman. Kofen asola hotzi l'shaito. You force him to get divorce her. L'fisha eina kishvuya shetiba el l'sanuila. We're not going to treat her like a woman who is captured and to have to live with someone who she hates. V'teitzei b'lo ksuba klal. She go out without a ksuba. You force the husband to divorce her. That's not the v'teitzei ksuba. The Rashi says you wouldn't force in that case. Because mashi b'lo gita. That's what our Gemara says. He thinks that this line is against that language of the Rabbah. There wouldn't be such a kfiyah. If you look at the Chashuk Yechemet here, discusses She'ela. There was a story. There was a Zug Ba'alei Tshuva that got married, and they would make him a Mishpacha Mefu'eres. It's a beautiful Mishpacha, v'chulu, v'chulu. And sometime later in life, the woman receives a phone call and realizes, she never knew this before, that her previous husband had, they were both Ba'alei Tshuva, had been married or not married, whatever, had had children with a Goya. And now they have children. And that legally, the children are his, and therefore there's going to be issues with Yerusha and issues with other messy nafkaminas. So Toenes, she wants to be mevatel. She's like, I never knew this. What's going on? She starts screaming. Maybe kedusha toes v'chulu. So the Chashuk Yechemet says, for a number of reasons, the marriage is a marriage. Is this enough for the average person to not want to marry the right person if you find the right person? And then he quotes, Yoser Mimasha Ishrosa Lisha, Lisa Haishra Isha Rosalina say. Quotes our Gemara, and he says, this is not a mech of toes, because there's a very good chance that even if you should have known this originally, Om Din Daita, Shafilo Haisi Yodas Mitchila Olaf Neni Suin, right? She would still want to marry this man, and therefore, in this case, it is not a siba to be mavatel the kedushin. But again, part of it is because of this svara that is given here. Okay, last section. Let's start it. Ksuba Zisha Biziburis. So we finished Nezek. That was the Nezek part of Maseches Gittin. Now we get to Ksubas Isha. Ksubas Isha Pei Ziburis. Amar Rav Zosha Breder of Nachman. Lo Amar Nela Miyasmi. This is only if the woman is collecting. Her husband died. She's an almana. She's getting from the Yisomim. Avo Mine Didei. But what if she's a Grusha? If she's getting from her husband herself, Bebenonis. So then Benonis she would get. Said the Gemara Miyasmi. If it's the Mishnah is only from Yisomim, so my Arya Ksuba Isha. I feel the call Milinami. So not just the Ksuba, Isha gets from Ziboris, everybody. The Hatnan, it says later on in the Mishnah, Ein from Inichsi Yisomim Elamin Ziboris. So why Dafka does it say Ksuba Isha? If it's just an example of getting from Yisomim, Elolav Minei. It must be rather that line of the Mishnah say even from the husband. Even from the husband she gets Ziboris. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. La'ola Miyasmi. Maybe it means Yisomim. Also, so why is that different? Why is that separated than the later line in the Mishnah? V'ksuba zishit shrichalei, because it's still a chiddush by the ksuba. Why? Sakada dechamina mishum china akilu rabbanan gaba. You might think that this is not a normal collecting from Yisomim because of chayin. We want the woman in the first place. Yes, we said before that a woman always wants to be married, but if she's nervous about collections, it could be that she will be hesitant in terms of getting married. So maybe we should bump it up and not say that she only collects from Ziburis, even from Yisomim. Kamash Malan, we say, no, even Ksubas Isha gets from Yisomim, only Ziburis. Only Ziburis and not more. And so far we don't have a Raya either way, but this is Marzutra, Breder of Nachman Shita, that if it's Minei Didei, you get Beinonis, and if it's from him, he gets Beinonis, and the Mishnah is talking about Yisomim. So we'll have to see whether that holds up regarding the other issues. One more Tashma will do. Amar Rava Tashma, Remeir Omer. Ksubas Isha Beinonis. Meir argued. Remember, he argued in the Mishnah. So Miman. So who is Rabbi Meir talking about? Ilema Miyasmi. Less later, Rabbi Meir Hadatani from Nichsei Yisomim Melaben Aziburis. Rabbi Meir says Beinonis. Doesn't he hold of that principle? Elolav Mine. So it must be there. Rabbi Meir is talking about Mine. Michlad Rabbanan Savri Beziburis. So it must be the Tanakama holds Ziburis, even if it's from the husband. So where it says, Lo, lo, ola, miyasmi, maybe it's also, Rabbi Meir is also referring to from the Yisomim, Vashani Ksubazisha, Mishim Chena. Exactly the Havamini that we had earlier, Rabbi Meir holds, Lamaskana. Mishim Chena, we would bump up the woman's power collecting from Yisomim more than anyone else collecting from Yisomim. And we would allow her to collect from Beinonis. Okay, we'll stop here. By Amar Abaya, B'Hashem, we'll continue with these discussions of the Ksuba on tomorrow's daf.